This is the Rick Stacy Morning Show with Jill and Smokestack. Having fun with a world gone crazy.
Woo! It's almost Friday.
Yeah. Halfway there.
All right, so the update is brought to you by Fair and Fair. I want to thank you all for voting for Randy Fine. Again, I'll reiterate my feelings about Randy. I don't know him. I don't know what he stands for. I don't really care. We needed that seat. That's the seat that Michael Waltz left to be the security advisor for Trump. He's the one with the Signal app and all that stuff. But yeah, he won by a small margin, but at least we hold that seat. It actually increases our margin in the House, which is very important. So we'll get to Wisconsin in just a second. It's a big deal.
That's a bigger deal, isn't it? Or no?
Yeah, nah, yes and no. It depends. You know, keeping the House and increasing our margins, probably more important. At least it is to me. Maybe to some people it doesn't matter, but
the judge thing is like 10 years, though, isn't it?
All right, we'll get to that.
All right.
All right, I want to clear something up right up the front. Right up the front.
Mm-hmm, up the front.
Okay.
All right. So, they're lying to you. I know I say that all the time, but I need to keep reminding everybody, the media and the politicians, especially Democrats, are all one and the same, and some Republicans. Because yesterday, Elon Musk was talking about, how do you make $174,000 a year as a congressperson and end up being worth about $300 million, $30 million, $14 million in the case of Elizabeth Warren, who's all about socialism and, you know, communism? She's worth a couple of $3 million, something like that.
The math ain't mathin'.
Yeah, how does that happen? So, of course, he's going down that route. So their gravy train is about to end because we all know what's going on here. And this is what Elon Musk is exposing. And the thing is the media and the politicians, and I'm including some Republicans in this.
Oh, a lot of them.
Are all in one big bunch lying to you. Like, for instance, Chucky, Schmucky Schumer, and Pocahontas. This is what they're telling you. These are their talking points.
Look, Social Security has always been the third rail in American politics. You touch it, you get burnt. George W. Bush learned that the hard way. This Trump, Doge, Musk vote administration is in such a bubble, they don't understand it.
Okay, I got to stop it there because it's not hypocrisy. Is the first of all, they're the ones in a bubble.
Yeah, dude.
And I don't mean to be like, no, you, no, you, no, yeah. You. But it is no, you.
How could you argue against dead people 130 years old getting Social Security? Mm. Please give me the argument for that and I'll shut up.
Not only that, Musk and his team exposed 20 million checks going out. 20 million people that are dead getting checks from Social Security.
That's not $20 million. That's 20 million people getting thousands of dollars.
5.5 million illegal immigrants got Social Security cards. Not only collect Social Security, but they use the Social Security cards to vote in the election in 2024.
Think about that on April 14th when you go to pay your taxes.
So let's roll some more Schumer here lying.
They are so frothing at the mouth for tax cuts for the wealthy.
That's not true. As a matter of fact, you can go to anybody worth their salt in financing and ask them where the last tax cuts by Trump in his first term for the wealthy. And they'll tell you no. As a matter of fact, they were unlike most tax cuts that Democrats approved. They were for the middle class. You can look that up anywhere.
Yeah, they're not tax cuts for the wealthy. We're talking benefit cuts for the dead.
But this is how they lie. this is how they lie to you. There is tax cuts for people who took all your jobs over to China and other countries because they were tired of the regulation and the overtaxation here by Democrats. So they took your jobs away. That's why sometimes you can't find a job. Mm-hmm. And they took them to other countries where they treat them right. And now they're coming back. Apple. They're not friends with Trump or Republicans, but they just invested. What was the figure? It was $500 billion.
I mean, think.
Would you like to talk over?
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
No, not me.
No, I was trying 500. I can't remember the exact number.
It was $500 billion. It was an enormous sum that
Apple's huge.
Investing in the United States. The chip maker, which one is it?
That's Taiwan Semiconductor.
Taiwan Semiconductor, which took their, well, they're from Taiwan, first of all, but they could have gone anywhere else. They just invested $165 what was it, billion? Again, I've been billions and millions mixed up, but it's a lot of money in the United States. All these businesses are coming back.
You're right. It's Apple's $500 billion investment in America.
Because he's making it even when, you know.
Over 4 years.
You have to pay an American a lot more money to build an iPhone than you have to pay a 10-year-old Chinese kid.
So
this is where they were thinking, and when you put the tariff on top of that, then it evens it out, and then you have more incentive to hire American workers.
So the way Chuck Schumer gets away with saying a tax cut for the rich, they use that, which has nothing to do with you. It actually benefits you that these companies are getting tax cuts to come back and manufacture here.
Mm.
Then you get more jobs, and everybody wins. But they use that to tell you that Trump's trying to steal money from you to give to his wealthy friends. That's not true. And here's the last part.
That they're willing to even touch Social Security.
Notice he doesn't say, take your Social Security, because then he would be flagrantly lying. He says, touch. They are touching it. We just told you why. Because it's full of fraud.
Mm.
Tons
Absolutely.
Of fraud.
Didn't you say they found a guy yesterday within the department that was selling dead people's Social Security like numbers?
He's going to be
so they could get the checks.
He's going to be arrested today.
Well, I thought it was yesterday, but I guess I didn't hear anything about yesterday.
400,000 Social Security numbers,
and he was selling them on the side.
Wow.
Okay, Pocahontas, go
Elon
ahead.
Elon Musk makes $8 million a day from the federal government, and he wants to take away the $65 a day that the average Social Security recipient gets.
I'll pay you money out of my pocket if you can find somewhere where Elon Musk says, well, I'm going to take the money out of Social Security and I'm going to take it from myself and grandma's not going to get her $60 check every week.
Oh, that's weird because all the old folks I know are still getting Social Security checks. The dead ones hopefully aren't.
These people are lying to you, and we sound crazy because we're pretty much the only ones telling you. Just a little radius. We're not syndicated yet. We're trying. God, man, I'll tell you what. Pocahontas.
Look, she is
very offensive.
You tell me. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Pocahontas. Is that what you said?
Who screamed that out?
Some reporter douche.
That's very offensive.
Yeah, it is offensive that she would lie about her status as a Native American to get into school and then continue to lie about it for years on end. As an actual Native American, I'm offended.
What?
I'm more Native American than she is.
That's true. So here's Elon Musk reassuring you that what they're lying about is not true.
How do you reassure people that what you all are doing is not going to affect their benefits?
No, in fact, what we're doing will help their benefits. Legitimate people, as a result of the work of DOGE, will receive more Social Security, not less. I want to emphasize that. As a result of the work of DOGE, legitimate recipients of Social Security will receive more money, not less money.
All right.
I want to emphasize that point and let the record show.
Now, he did that on an interview that was quite amazing with nine of his partners in DOGE, which I expected a bunch of scruddy.
You a scrud.
No, one of them was a surgeon.
Scruddy teenagers that were surgeons, billionaires, business owners who all took time off their actual businesses to take part in DOGE to find all the corruption. None of this is getting out because it's only on Fox News, maybe Newsmax. It's amazing to me. We live in a fake world all the time because ABC, NBC, and CBS pretty much rule that world and lie to people all day. There has to be some consequences.
No, I mean, the truth of it is the American people went, you know what? I suppose if you want something done right, you got to go do it yourself.
Mm. Yeah. All right, some fun stuff. Kid Rock was at the White House with Bill Maher.
That was great, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't see. Bill Maher has not done a show yet. So today we'll find out what Bill Maher's response is. But I heard it was really good. Kid Rock responded to what happened.
You know, it went so well. We talked about a lot of things that we had in common, which Bill Maher is a big, you know, supporter of Trump's stance on the border, of ending wokeism. The president even asked him about policy, like what he thought with Iran getting a nuclear weapon and how Israel should react. Bill's a big supporter of Israel. You know, we broke bread and talked about things we had in common, and it could not have been more cordial, more nice. I think everyone was so pleasantly surprised. I mean, it was so nice to have my friend Dana White there, and Dana goes, you know, he told me, he goes, Bob, you did the right thing here. This was a good thing. Because everyone was a little suspect about it. Even the president had called me a few days ago. He goes, what the hell you got me doing here? And I'm like, we're just trying to break bread with some of our biggest critics and say, like, hey, it's okay to talk to one another. You know, we can maybe just maybe bring a little bit of civility back to this country for reasonable people.
Yeah, and then they all went out on the White House lawn for a little bit and took Uzis to Bud Light cans. But that wasn't reported. So then they went upstairs and saw the private quarters of the president.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Most shocking thing to me was, you know, Bill's obviously a very big liberal, been very hard on the president, but he's donated a lot of money to other politicians. You know, you've had Biden, Clinton, Obama, everybody. He had never been to the White House, and the president was so gracious. He took us up to the private residence. We saw the Gettysburg Address in the Lincoln bedroom, and I was like, you've never been here, Bill? And I was like, how about this? President Trump, you know, extending this olive branch, and we talked about things we had in common, you know, ending wokeness, you know, securing the border. Right. You know, the president was asking him what he thought about policy, you know, going on with Iran and Israel and things. It blew my mind. It was, right. I was, you know, very, very proud.
And then Kid Rock was in the, I forget which room he was in, but he was playing FDR's grand piano. It's old. The piano's old. What's he playing? Do you know that song? Sounds familiar. So, little jokey joke here.
Elton John song.
Peter Ducey in the White House press room made a funny. And all his enemies laughed at how funny it was. So, he was talking about Kid Rock, and Trump was up on the podium. And Kid Rock, when he sat, if you saw the picture, he's right next to the president's desk in the Oval Office. What is he dressed like?
So, he's got like a...
wife beater.
No. He's got this red polyester suit on head to toe.
But it's a Matador's outfit. It's
almost,
like,
yeah.
Got
it's similar.
Gold inlays.
Very eccentric.
Yeah, it looks like...
something James Brown would have on.
Yeah, you know what?
Without the cape.
Well, yeah. What was interesting was it was a lot of people were saying, oh, so Zelensky can show up, you know, he has to dress up and wear a suit, and Kid Rock can show up wearing this. It's like, no, Kid Rock actually wore a suit for the meeting. Mm-hmm. While he's playing the piano, you see him in a suit, his hair is pulled back. Mm-hmm. He's got a nice hat on, like a dress hat on, and he's got a suit and tie. But for, like you said, Rick, earlier, the photo op, he put this on because he's Kid Rock.
So, so Peter Ducey was talking with Trump at the press conference, and here was what went on.
Did Biden do news conferences like this, Peter? I don't think
so. No. He was never standing next to somebody who looked like they were about to be shot out of a cannon.
Yeah, it's got a big American flag like across the stomach part of it. It's
a little Evel Knievel-ish.
I was going to say, uh-huh. Evel Knievel looked like he had a dirt bike parked outside.
Yeah. Yep. That kind of thing. All right, so finally it's happening. You said this the other day. You said, Bondi, do something. I mean, a few people have been saying that. Do something, Pam Bondi.
Mm-hmm.
Get badass like you claim to be.
Yeah, grab him.
So Pam Bondi apparently got badass the other day, and she caught 56-year-old Rafael Hernandez, arrested and charged with criminal mischief after the owner shared video of him taking... what did he take here? Let's see. The vehicle's camera caught him... Let me see the owner's chest. Oh, he's being sued for $1 million.
Whoa.
He didn't cause physical damage, but he spray-painted, which came right off of, spray-painted a Nazi symbol, a swastika, on his car.
Did you say swastika?
Yeah, Rick always says swastika.
What is it?
Swastika.
Swastika.
Swastika?
Swastika.
You say
There's no H in it.
You say swastika.
Like a sticker?
It is swastika.
Like Worcestershire.
What is it? Worcestershire.
Swastika?
Swastika.
All right, the owner of the Tesla suing for $1 million. The lawsuit argues that the vandal not only meant to cause physical damage, but to cause mental and emotional injury and harm to Tesla vehicle owners. So he's facing this court case. They're attacking property for perceived political ideology in order to generate fear to change their decisions. That's called, plain and simple, terrorism.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Someone threw a Molotov cocktail at a Tesla service center. At least 5 Teslas blew up. When you pull out a chainsaw to celebrate firing thousands of people, they get mad.
So Jimmy Kimmel thinks it's okay.
Jimmy Kimmel thinks it's okay. Yeah. It's funny how they
let's send these techno-fascist, broligarchs, and old-fashioned Nazis a message loud and clear.
The vandalism really shows the outright anger and rage that people are feeling about what Elon Musk is doing.
Okay,
for the people that wouldn't shut up about January 6th, like Jimmy Kimmel and all them,
yeah.
they sure are okay with all... That's insane.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're like, oh, you know, when you fire all these people, nobody had a problem with that during COVID. Mm-hmm. I don't want to take the shot of something I don't know. You know what? You should be fired. Where was your outrage about firing people then, Jimmy?
No, he thought it was fine. He thought it was appropriate to fire people.
Exactly. So I'm sorry. If you got people scamming stuff and I'm paying somebody to sit around and do nothing, yeah, no, fire him, man.
And then you got, of course, the classic Ayanna Pressley calling... Musk a nepo baby.
Elon Musk is a Nazi nepo baby.
Shows how stupid she is and ignorant, because Elon Musk was not wealthy. He came over here with $2 in his pocket, as they say, in the United States. He moved from Canada in 1989. His parents were wealthy, but they didn't give him any of that money. He came and was a self-made man here. He started out by selling stuff to Compaq Computer. Remember Compaq?
Yep.
Then, of course, PayPal.
Yeah, he invented PayPal with five other dudes. They sold it for bazillions of dollars, and then he just kept going from there.
Yeah, so he's not a nepo baby. You're full of crap, okay? The organization Doge is actually very transparent, but what's funny is the protesters, whenever you ask them, hey, have you gone to the Doge site and looked at the stuff he's finding? They say, no, why do I have to do that?
Well, everything that Doge does is an open book. So I think the most transparent organization in government ever. Every single Doge action is listed on the Doge.gov website.
Could you imagine Biden administration doing that?
No.
I just took $331 million from China and stuffed it in my own pocket. The Biden Doge website.
Been on the Doge website to look at some of the waste, fraud, and abuse that they're trying to cut out?
No.
No, that's exactly what they say.
I don't know. I just think it's funny that California mayor hit the nail on the head when he said, burning Teslas because you don't like the guy that owns the company is like smashing a clock because you don't like the time it's telling you.
Right.
So you're not changing anything. It doesn't help. What are you doing? He's mad to be mad? It's giving big toddler rolling on the ground, swinging your feet energy.
I think, yeah, but I also think a lot of these people are paid.
Oh, well, yeah. Totally, totally.
When Rick's like, the whole New York protest stopped at noon immediately and everybody just disperses and goes home. Like, oh, yeah, I guess everybody just clock out.
I saw somebody sent me a screenshot. There's like social media, social justice protester ads up on LinkedIn. People that just do, if you have no job and all you do is protests, and you get paid to go to protests, it pays up to $50,000 a year.
Do you get paid up front?
No, the people that go and really do the damage get paid three times. They get paid initially to go there. Then after they do the damage
they get
to
the other, it's like a hitman. You have, I need this up front. And then once it's done, I need some more at the
end.
Do
they cover your bail?
They get paid a lot, yeah. As a matter of fact, they do. They take care of you all the way through, if you, depending on how much violence you cause. I mean, it's just incredible. So do you want me to play that Musk thing with the Soros?
Isn't that funny?
Let me see here. This is unrelated to anything I did, but it's worth it. Let me see. Okay, here it is. So in Wisconsin, Supreme Court position was open, and the Democrats spent a ton. It's the most money ever spent in a Supreme Court, state Supreme Court election. Ever.
What was it, like 90-something?
Yeah, I don't know the exact figure, but...
Like 91 million, and everyone's like, for what? Wait, for what?
It was an all-out war to stop the Trump agenda. Well, he didn't. In Florida, of course, Randy Fine won. We mentioned that just a second ago. But in Wisconsin, didn't go our way. But they spent a bazillion dollars. Elon Musk was handing out over $1 million in checks to two voters. I guess, what exactly was he doing?
Because if you signed up for something, you got in the running to win $1 million, right? Wasn't it?
It was something like that. But he was just trying to like make a point about George Soros giving money to people to try to sway a political outcome. He's like, well, two can do that. I got money too, man.
And they even went to the Wisconsin Supreme Court and they said, well, yeah, he's right. We can't do anything about it. So he gave away the two checks, and this happened yesterday, I think.
Let me first hand out two $1 million checks in appreciation. The reason for the checks is that it's really just to get attention. It's like we need to get attention, and it's somewhat inevitably when I do these things, it causes the legacy media to like kind of lose their minds, and then they'll run it on every news channel, and I'm like, I couldn't pay them it would cost like 10 times more, or you know, to get the kind of coverage that we get. So
here we go.
All right, you can just, I guess, take it if you want. we'll get. I think we'll get a real one too. right, congratulations.
So he gave two people on stage $2 million cardboard checks. He told them, as you heard there, you get the real one later.
Yeah, here you go. Take it if you want.
Yeah, so the Wisconsin law prohibiting offering anything of value to induce anyone to vote, they couldn't stop them. Why couldn't they stop them? Because the other side's doing it at least 100 million times more.
Now, that's the thing. It's like when you start to play their game, it's like, no, you can't do that. It's like, oh, no, these were your rules, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Elon wasn't with Wisconsin when he gave out those checks. He was also there at a big rally, and then he got a little protester in the audience.
Yeah, it's really wild. So, like, I mean, it was inevitable that at least a few Soros operatives would be in the audience. Give my regards to George. Say hi to George for me. USA, 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 USA. Yep. I mean, it was inevitable.
Isn't that funny?
That's great.
He's so quippy.
He is. It's a little awkward, but he's I like it.
You're going to have that. When you get to that level of smart, you're not going to have the whole package. So you're going to be lacking in one other category.
Usually the super smart people are a little quirky anyway.
Tomorrow, I'll have a couple of clips from 2014 and 2009 of Elon Musk when he was just building Tesla.
Nice.
He's a real honest guy, man. You start listening to these interviews when they loved him. The liberals loved him. 60 Minutes had him on for a whole segment.
Oh, Tesla was their logo.
Oh, yeah. They were so nice.
That was their brand.
He sleeps in the office at Tesla because he's so dedicated to climate change. Now, that's a forward thinker. Now, they're like, he can burn it out!
It's a Nazi nipple, baby!
It's like he gave the Starlink satellites to Israel to help with... No, he's a Nazi! Do you understand? Never mind.
All right, what do you got for us?
So in Ocala, I don't know if you guys heard about this. This is kind of strange. And Rick and I were watching this news story this morning. And it just... we have some questions. A Florida doctor has been arrested for an alleged battery on a patient, is what they're calling it. He kissed her and hugged her without her consent.
Oh. Was she out?
What do you mean, was she out?
Was she asleep?
No. She was just in the office.
Wait.
So she's just standing there and he just walks up and...
This is the Cardiovascular Institute of Central Florida. And they went to investigate. Apparently this has happened more than one time. So the thing that kind of throws me and Rick off a little bit. Oh. And Rick, you can chime in too.
Jill a little bit, me a lot.
Just listen to her.
All right, hold on.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This was from the news story that they did. They interviewed her. They didn't want to show her face. She was pretty embarrassed. But they, this is what they aired on Fox 35.
He has taken my freedom, my joy. Scared to go out now. Scared to go to my doctor's appointments now.
So okay, I'm going to stop there.
I'm sure she's a very nice lady. She seems like a very nice lady. And that's wrong, what they did. That's totally wrong. He should have been arrested.
He was arrested.
What's wrong with you? What do you mean you've taken away your freedoms? And why didn't you call the police? And number two, what do you mean you're going back to the doctor? You're going back to the doctor? Yeah,
didn't call the police?
Wait, hold on. So she says... I'm scared to go to my doctor's appointment now. And I'm like, why would you go back to the same doctor?
No, this is just, I mean, I'm sorry. Nobody will say this and I'll take full responsibility if anybody gets offended. I feel bad for her for two reasons. Number one, what happened? That shouldn't have happened. But number two, lady, get some self-esteem. Grow up. What is wrong? What?
So here's the thing, too. She went back in the office, apparently.
I just focused just to get my papers and run out of that place.
She wanted to get her papers.
Have him send the papers. Call the cops.
So I would have left. I would have. Would have been a little bit of battery in there first, but I would have left.
You would have kicked him in the nuts, right?
And then I would have called the cops and said there's been some sexual assault that took place. I would have waited there for the cops to show up to make sure he was arrested, but I would not return to the doctor's office. You find a new doctor. Your new doctor will get your records sent from old doctor to new doctor.
Because I just didn't want to go be there anymore. And I sat in my car. I went in my car and started crying.
In those moments, she says she didn't know who to turn to.
The cops. Well, the cops.
The police.
That's who you turn
to. It's assault.
You call 911 and say, I've been assaulted.
I could do her. Ready?
But that's so embarrassing. I didn't want to do that.
Maybe. And Rick and I were talking about this off the air, too, because he said, what's wrong with her? And I said, well, not a lot of people... I won't say a lot of people. There are some people out there that do not have the self-confidence to go
to call the police?
I need to do this. Well, I think also in the moment, she might have been a little shocked that it happened, and maybe she was still processing it.
That'd be the only reason I wouldn't punch him in the immediately. No, and then afterwards, once I get in the car, then I'm like, wait a second. What? No, you should have punched. We need to do something.
No, my immediate my reflex would have been to punch.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I would have been like, maybe I shouldn't have assaulted him. But yeah, you should have.
That's what I'm saying. Even if she's lacking that reflex, like by the time I got to the car, I'd think, all right, this is bad and something needs to be done.
Hold on a minute. You're in the doctor's office. You can scream, holy hell. What is wrong with you?
Surely a nurse will come running.
No kidding.
And kissed her. So according to OPD, there were previous allegations of inappropriate conduct. The doctor's name is Jacob. At this location and another location in North Carolina, he was arrested last week by Lake County Sheriff's Office.
Good, good. Lose your license, spend some time in prison, perv.
Isn't that nuts?
But she's got to grow a spine. My God, that's just, you talk about embarrassing? That's embarrassing. Get some therapy. Do some good for yourself.
Yeah, I think that not everybody... See, we're pretty tough people, really tough people on their show, and I think we tend to think that everybody's like that, and that... And it's easier for us to say, oh, I would have done this when you're not in the situation.
Okay, yeah. I go off at a car dealership because they lie to me about, you know, fixing my car.
You should have seen me when somebody cut us in the COVID testing line a few years back. Oof. I didn't think Taylor was going to continue to date me. I'm beating on the guy's window. Get out of the car. And everyone's like, oh, like the people in the cars behind me are like clapping too. And they're like, get him, get him. And then I realize I'm causing a scene and the cops are looking. I'm like, I need to go sit down. I'm sick.
All right. Got to get to the last story. Running out of time here. His name is John Aletti. I don't know if it's Italian, but
I know I've heard this. Who is he?
How do you pronounce that?
What's the spelling?
John Alite. John Aletti. He's a former Gambino crime family enforcer turned mob turncoat, sworn in Wednesday as the city council member in the borough of Englishtown, New Jersey.
No, dude, you want someone that's been on both sides. You want someone that's been on the other side so that they know how things operate.
Yeah, but I mean, you were turncoat for the mob, but you traded on him, and now you're in a position of power. You don't think that's going to go well?
Oh, it's going real well. Here's what he said. He said, you know what? I can really do some good. I already had a bad past and I'm here to redeem my whole life, and I would like to go out and do nice things for people in a positive way.
Good for you.
Okay, wait. You got to hear more of what he did in the past. His work in the 80s and 90s as a top earner, you know, he's the guy who went around and, you know, we're partners here, so we get a cut or else I break your face. Anyway, he's the top earner for the Teflon Don Gambino boss John Gotti and son John Jr. Gotti, and he served time. He says, I mean, every aspect of the street life is like government, so I understand the maneuvering of these candidates. So I can deal with them. I have the knowledge and the past history, and I can do this.
And half the candidates are corrupt criminals anyway, so you know how they're thinking, which is awesome. I think it's great.
He's amongst friends.
So Aletti said he spent 14 years in prison on convictions that included, ready? 6 murders, at least 37 shootings, and countless beatdowns while working as the Gambino henchman.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
He got elected, though.
Yeah, and he's people didn't like it at first, but people are coming around. They're like saying, well, he seems to be doing a great job. And by the way, you know what he wants to do most of? And the mayor's all for it. Mayor Daniel Francisco over here.
Mm-hmm. You'd go up to illegal immigrants and you go, come here for a minute. We're going to take a walk.
No, Mayor Daniel Francisco says the local leaders are impressed by his civic work with the youths.
Oh, that's right.
The youths and the unions, I'm sure.
So he held his first meeting last night in the city council. And there were some people there, as you usually would see in a small municipality, asking for some help.
Oh, let's get this started. Everybody shut the hell up. That's better. As you can see, I've replaced the gavel with this Louisville slugger. All right, let's start this sit down. Town council meeting. Oh, you over there. What are you doing with that camera?
This is live on public access.
What I tell yous, no wires. Shut it off before I turn it into a colonoscopy camera, capiche? Okay, old lady, front row, what's your freaking problem?
I think we need more money for the police.
Forget about it. The place is crawling with cops already, eh? Besides, the cops don't need more cash. Half of them are already on the payroll. Okay, who else got a problem?
I want sidewalks on my street. It's hard to take my daily walk.
You think it's hard to walk now? Wait till I break your freaking kneecaps. Besides, I'm gonna need that concrete for a different project. Might need to make a pair of cement shoes out of it. Next, what do you want, Paisan?
Yeah, I have a question. What happened to the mayor?
Oh, yeah, him. I don't know. Maybe he had car trouble. Maybe he turned the key and it blew up. I don't know nothing about it. I was here the whole time, if anybody asks, capiche? Okay, quick break and then we'll bring in the fire chief. I noticed they got a lot of nice fire trucks over there. Be a real shame if something would have happened to them. Oh, hey.
The Sunny Update. The Rick Stacy Morning Show with Jill and Smokestack. Having fun with a world gone crazy.
Crazy Talk. Brought to you by All Electric Services. The saddest news, and I didn't even get it till this morning because I went to bed early.
I see without seeing. To me, darkness is as clear as daylight. What am I?
Please! You're as blind as a bat!
Exactly.
You're everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe.
It's not your flying. It's your attitude.
Val Kilmer passed away, 65 years old. I've been dreading this day because I love him so much.
He's so good.
He's so good.
So surprised. What happened?
Well, he got diagnosed with throat cancer a really long time ago.
How long ago?
This was back in, 20, it was in the early 2000s.
Oh, God, he suffered that long?
Dude.
Yeah, no, and remember 2014.
Oh, my God. That's
he later recovered. Do you not remember hearing Tom Cruise talk about...
Yeah, when they did the second one.
So when they did the second Top Gun, Maverick, which is a great movie, by the way, Val Kilmer's actually in it.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Yeah, I remember all that.
They had to use AI to generate his voice, because this is what he sounded like.
The kid needs Maverick. That's why I fought for you.
So that's him in the new Maverick. It's not so new anymore, but the newer Top Gun. And Tom Cruise, at the time, I guess, that they were filming, did this whatever. Smoke, what would you call it? Tom Cruise said he did something Scientology.
Oh, yeah. He cleansed he got the alien ghosts out of him or something.
Great.
I don't know how that works, but he's...
Oh, no, I'm not kidding.
No,
look it up.
I know. No, he's right. That's what I'm saying.
Ghosts?
I don't know that he used the term alien ghosts.
I'm sure
ghost.
It's something clever like operating Thetans or something like that. But
He's level feces 15 or something,
yeah.
Right?
He's in charge of it. If David Miscavige passes away, Tom Cruise runs the cult.
He's the lord of the cult.
Really?
100%.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so let's move on to San Francisco. They have something new. You know when you get pulled over for a speeding ticket?
Mm-hmm.
And... cop walks up to your car and he's like, oh, you're going such and such and such and such. Here's your ticket. It costs whatever it costs. California's gone crazy.
Cisco is launching a new speed safety pilot program backed by Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom.
Of course.
Where how much you pay for a speeding ticket depends on who you are. And it's all in the name of equity. On its website, the City Transportation Authority goes out of its way to explain that speed safety cameras will be dispersed across San Francisco in a, quote, equitable fashion. But not everyone will have to pay the same if they get a ticket. Get this. Low-income offenders qualify for steep fine discounts, guys, up to half off. And if you're homeless but speeding in your vehicle, you can get up to 80% discount.
So wait a minute.
Let me make sense to me.
So I can't wait to hear his next pod. You know, he's got a podcast now, so he's going to have to unexplain this because he did anything he does, he denies in the podcast.
Well, he feels like he has to unravel it and undo it because now he wants to run for president. So anything that stupid crap like this, they're like, hey, what about that dumb thing you did with speeding tickets? He's like, well.
So let me get this straight. The cameras, the speed cameras will be distributed in an equitable fashion, which means that they're going to put them in rich neighborhoods, but not in the poor neighborhoods.
Yeah, because
So a poor drunk person, as opposed to a drunk rich person, can speed and kill people and probably not even get noticed because there's no cameras.
Well, also let's say both of you are speeding and you're on the interstate. If you make more money, your speeding ticket is going to cost more than someone that doesn't make as much money as you. They pay less.
That's the communism of traffic enforcement. That's what it is.
But also, I mean, by that rationale, like, I could just start running people over, and as long as I have the money to cover my tickets, what are you going to do?
So anyway, yeah, this is...
I mean, I seriously.
All right, so I have two really good ones here. Tell me which one you'd rather hear, because I don't think I have time for both. One is this. It's, I found a new page. Feel free to go follow it yourself. It's called Cops and Karens.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great. I love Cops and Karens.
It's the best thing in the whole world. So this girl gets pulled over by the cops, and she is not having it. No, well, she's not having it. She's like, yeah, I don't have time for this. And then it's craziness ensues. Or I have these two ladies that are shoplifting with full-blown carts at Target, and they think that they're not going to get caught. And the cop's like, well, let me see the receipt. And they go on a tangent about why they don't have their receipt.
That's a hard choice. Let's do the speed. What do you think? Speeding first?
I'll take speeding first.
Let's
do
speeding.
For 100, Alex.
All right, ready? Mm-hmm. Let's hold hands. Here we go.
Stay in the car. Stay in the car.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have time for this.
No, you're staying in the car.
No, I simply don't have time.
Stay in the car. Stay in the car.
Can I help you, sir?
Stay in the car. You're being pulled over.
Thank you.
Send me another unit. Stay in the car.
I need to go.
No, I need to see your license, registration, proof of insurance.
I can't do that.
You're going to be placed under arrest.
That's fine.
Okay.
No, don't touch me. Don't touch me. I'll put my hands anywhere. Just stop touching me.
Hands behind your back.
Stop touching me.
Hands behind your back.
Stop touching me.
Turn around. Hands behind your back.
Stop touching me, and I will put my hands behind my back if you stop touching me.
So she's already breathing heavy, and I feel like, oh, there's a mental thing here. Like, she's... There's got to be. She does. Who reacts? First of all, she gets out of the car. You never do that when a cop pulls you over.
Oh, yeah. That's a great way to... Did his hand go right to his hip?
Well, then she's like, you heard her. I simply just don't have time for this. I simply don't have time.
I will
turn around. Hands behind your back.
Excuse me, sir?
You are going to be placed under arrest. Turn around.
He's
hands behind your back.
Please stop touching me.
You're placed under arrest for
Why?
Obstruction. Hands behind your back.
Of what? Justice?
Yes.
This is justice.
Yes.
I have somewhere to be, man.
Hands behind your back.
No.
Turn around, hands behind your back. Please, do not do this.
I'm not doing that.
So it goes on and on.
Oh,
I'm gonna fast forward because you find out.
Wait, don't drop any of the good parts. Is there any more good parts?
Okay, no, yeah, I'll just keep going.
We're not looking to do that.
Oh, here's what you missed. She said, please don't beat the S out of me. He's literally so calm. And she's this skinny white girl, looks probably exactly what you're picturing in your
Never
head.
Never got
Short
told
hair.
No.
Oh, no, you could hear it because when he says turn around, and she goes, no.
You can almost hear her throw her sippy cup down.
Last time I dealt with cops, they beat the shit out of me.
She said, last time I dealt with cops, they beat the crap out of me. He's like, yeah, we're not looking to do that.
Okay. Well, we're not looking to do that.
I just
want
you.
I'm placing you under arrest.
What?
Turn around.
What did
put
I do?
Your hands behind
what
your back.
What did I do?
You're placed under arrest for obstruction.
Here's where I thought she was about to start screeching like a howling monkey. I thought she was going to go absolutely ape.
34-19-30. They probably missed me.
Stop.
She's resisting.
I will do some crazy shit if you don't take me to the hospital right now.
I will do some crazy stuff if you... She said S. I edited it out.
No, I meant to take...
She said, I will do some crazy stuff if you don't take me to the hospital right now. So listen to how confused he is.
Okay, I'll take you to the hospital.
Thank
you. What do you need the hospital for?
Oh, you know, they probably missed me in Wally World.
They what?
Let's go.
She said they probably missed me. I think she just got out of the loony bin not too far ago, and I think that she's like... Maybe going back for another appointment, like a checkup, and she's like, "Just take me to the hospital. Just take me to the hospital."
I got enough bruises on my wrist. Thank you.
She has bruises all over her wrist, not from him, but that just gives you a little insight in how crazy she is.
I'm just making sure they don't slip off because you get tiny wrists. Okay.
Ready?
Or are you going to take me to the hospital?
What's going on with you? What's your name?
People, I keep doing my hardest trying to be a good person, and people keep arresting me and taking the shit
out of
me.
Okay.
Maybe because you're an ass.
Take your hand off of me.
No.
Is the cuff not enough?
No.
Okay, take me to the hospital then, right now, please.
Here's where you find out why she's flipping out. Ready?
What's going on with you so I can help you?
Mental health.
Okay.
PTSD.
Please.
I don't like when men touch me.
Please
stop touching me.
I have a female officer coming on the way.
So she starts freaking out saying it's mental health, which you didn't have to tell us. I think we probably could gather that by the...
Yeah, no, that was evident.
That was there. Mental health, PTSD, I don't like men touching me. So I don't know if she'd been through something or maybe that's an excuse she uses. He's like, that's fine. I got a female officer coming out. It's all right. So, yeah.
Well, you probably wouldn't have handcuffed or touched you if you hadn't gotten out of the car and started acting like a kook in the first place.
Exactly.
Wow. This is
I would have handed you a piece of paper and you could have left.
She gets out because I don't have time with this.
He's right, though. Smoke's right when she said no.
Uh-huh.
Just like the little kid and throwing down his stuff.
I don't want it. No.
You
can't make me go to bed.
She's the one. She's the one.
And finally, this guy broke up with his longtime girlfriend because she refused to shower.
Like at all?
So they would go work out together and stuff of that nature. And he was like, why aren't you going to shower? And she's like, well, I'm a girl and I don't really sweat, so I don't need to. And then she started kind of incorporating the sauna into her routine, which a lot of people do. But then she still wouldn't shower. I don't know if you've been in a sauna, but you sweat a lot. He's like, she won't shower and she smells really bad to the point where I have to actually like hold my breath when I'm around her.
Oh, God.
Why would they do this?
One person said, I wouldn't be surprised if she had some sort of phobia or OCD about the shower if she's showering so infrequently and ignoring hints and flipping out at you requesting that she take a shower. There's got to be something behind that.
That is messed up, yo.
Maybe we could find her a special deodorant.
Look, I'm a busy mom who's always on the go, so I don't have time to shower.
She's right. She doesn't.
Luckily, there's Hardly Ever Showers deodorant.
Hardly Ever Showers deodorant is made of a powerful blend of chemicals that will make up for the fact that you hardly ever shower. That's our promise.
With Hardly Ever Showers deodorant, I can...
Oh, man. You smell like you fell into a vat of Lemon Pledge.
I sure do, and...
Why can't you just take a shower? It takes like 2 minutes.
I told you, I'm a busy mom who's always on the go.
We're all busy, honey, but we find time to shower.
That's right. First, you smelled terrible because you didn't shower, but now you smell terrible. In a different way.
This is how I am. Deal with it.
Hardly Ever Showers deodorant. In stores now.
Crazy talk. Now, stupid news. Aren't you happy there's Rick, Jill, and Smokestack?
Feels like we're adding to the stupid, but okay.
One time. All right, two guys from Illinois identified as M. Bruner and J. Fry have filed a class action lawsuit against OnlyFans, the parent company Fenix Internet LLC and Fenix International Limited. They allege that the platform misled users by allowing third-party management agencies to impersonate content creators in subscriber communications.
That's right.
Let me translate for you. You get the text for a certain amount of money. You get the text of the hot... lady, that is, you know, whatever, you know, form of undress you prefer. I don't know if it's a FaceTime thing or it's, I think it's just texting.
Yeah, right? they text you and they're like, here's some smut. Here, I'm going to send you some pictures. Here's some boobs.
Oh, those look really nice. Here's an eggplant emoji.
Oh my gosh, so that sounds great.
So apparently, get this. This is, I've never heard of this before. The person texting is not the hot chick on the picture.
Oh, you mean it's not the pretty girl that's rich? She's not going to spend all her time during the day texting my slobby butt?
All right, look, you two rubber doll humping guys, let me tell you something.
This is Robinson, you're trying to seduce me. Aren't you?
Stupid people. They're not, and you can sue all you want. Good luck with that. Of course, OnlyFans responded with, well, you know, fan creator contacts.
If you go ahead and read the fine print, you'll notice that we say hot chicks are not required to reply to your slobbery face, or we're not going to talk to you. Goodbye.
That's it. Here's something. I guess this is a Facebook-type Reddit. Facebook-type Reddit thing. Somebody wrote in. I don't. Why would you? Okay. Back to self-esteem.
I know, you hate this.
Why would you go on any social media and ask other people what they think about your stupid dilemma?
Because you don't want to tell your friends your stupid dilemma.
What?
Jill? You don't want to tell your friends a stupid dilemma, so you go to there.
I said, what, Jill?
He felt the need he needed to repeat himself.
No, because he didn't step on you enough.
It's okay. No, I was just saying some people need to be told what to do. They need to be, they cannot figure things out for themselves, and they think that that's how problems are solved these days. You go on social media and say, tell me what to do.
Maybe what we should do, here's a new paradigm for the world. What we should do from now, parents, as soon as your kid is able to eat sticks and kill animals on its own, let him outside. Just let him go. Like you know, Mama Bird does. You know what? At some point she goes, okay, you've been in this nest for 3 months. Kicks him out. The bird goes plummeting to the ground. He either learns how to fly or he dies.
Go outside. What am I supposed to do? I don't know. Find something.
We gotta stop coddling children because they turn into these people. Anyway, Jason writes on Facebook. I've been best friends with this girl for years. And the other night, we sort of hooked up. Nothing wild, just a long kiss that felt like
it was inappropriate and crossed the line.
Whoa, wait a minute, stop. Can I stop you? I'm sorry.
Sure, no, you can stop me all you want. Go ahead.
So, let me get this straight.
Jason hasn't been out very much.
You're starting a relationship with this girl.
Well, no, no, no. They've been friends for a long time.
Right, and they start to kiss. So it's like, obviously, they're attracted to each other, but he says it went on a little too long. That's
no,
what
no,
he
no.
says?
This is like, I'm friends with you for 10 years. And
right,
all
I've
of a sudden,
had a lot of guy friends, and all of a sudden, you guys, you're like, oh, wait a minute.
But it wasn't, it was too long of a kiss to be a friend. Smooch.
I'm drunk, and
well,
it's...
Well, friends don't kiss at all, so if it's any kind of kiss, it's not a friend kiss.
Right. So but, he said... She acted like it never happened the next day. No follow-up conversation, no acknowledgement.
What do you want, a
PowerPoint? Nothing.
What do you want, a PowerPoint presentation? What do you have to talk about everything?
Just back to normal. The thing is, I've got real feelings for her now. Do I bring it up?
Those aren't real feelings, buddy. No, he's I love you guy. She's the first girl that ever kissed me, and now I have to marry her. He's the crazy I say I love you on the first date guy.
Right. Well, there's also the other type of woman, though, and you know which one I'm talking about.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Yes, some of them do that. You've ever heard
of... Thought you were going to make fun of me and call me.
No, you ever heard the term blue balls or tease? You're evil. Evil, I tell you. That's the definition.
You get nothing.
That's right.
You lose.
I teased you.
Good day, sir.
Follow the Rick Stacy Morning Show on Instagram. They're so good, yeah. At the Rick Stacy Show. This is the Rick Stacy Morning Show with Jill and Smokestack. Having fun with a world gone crazy.
All right, the update is... What's going on here?
It's your phone.
Uh-oh. It's an alarm. I got to wake my wife up. She's taking the new puppy, the 70-pound puppy, to get his fix. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Ouch.
Snip.
I feel so bad for the
poor
dog.
Poor guy.
You
know.
When's she taking you to get fixed?
So we'll be detaching your sexual organ at the base by making incisions here, here, and here.
Got it.
Leaving a partial length of severed urethra to be threaded through.
Oh, you know what? I gotta laugh at myself here. I'm having a little laugh at myself because I just realized I haven't run this whole decision past my wife.
All right, so this update is brought to you by Farrah and Farrah. Hold on, I'm trying to buy time here because I can't find my... I paid for this thing. It was good. It's a jingle for Pam Bondi, and now...
You get nothing!
Exactly. Oh, here it is. I found that effect. This is really good. Here we go.
Bondi, Bondi, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when she comes for you?
Bondi is filmed on location with the men and women of the DOJ, busting heads of murderers, fraudsters, and domestic terrorists.
Yeah. Pam Bondi, Bondi, Bondi.
You lose.
You do
Good
lose.
Good day, sir.
Yes, and he's speaking to Luigi Mangione, the guy who killed the CEO, Brian Thompson, of United Healthcare in cold blood in New York one morning, December 4th. She's seeking the death penalty. Now, of course, this has all the Luigi Mangione murder fans in a rage.
Well, it was murder in cold blood. You know, that's still against the law, whether you feel like it's justified or not. It's still, you still can't do that, right? Thou shalt not murder. I think it's a commandment of some sort.
Now, I ask you, Jill, and yes. Smoke, have these people that think that it's good to be a fan of a murdering guy or girl, is that something that's always been there, but now we're exposed to it because of social media and the hyped up media, or is this something that's developing as time goes on?
You know, I think you've always had some of that, because even back in the day, you had a lot of Bundy kooks, you know?
Yeah, there's always been fans of people that date people in prison, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's become more popular because people... I'm not saying they're sane people, but some people feel like it's the cool thing to do.
Yeah, the internet's made it more prevalent.
Because some people would say, we're losing our moral compass. Are we, or has this just always been the way it is and we know more about it?
You mean I had one in the first place? Where?
Okay, you never got the Obama call, did you?
I do have it somewhere here. Hang on.
You know, when we put that one ad for the producer, did we put, we need somebody with good short-term memory?
Of things that you wanted that I just gave you, and you're like, oh, I don't have time for those.
It was just an hour ago. I said, hey, make sure you get
exactly.
the phone call.
Oh, boy.
It's funny because Rick It's a daily thing where Rick loses his crap. When Smoke loses his crap, it's even funnier.
Now, normally I think the window's here for my protection. Now it's for his.
All right, so this is so interesting. Maybe not to you. To me it is. Maybe some people will think it's interesting. The whole mechanism behind Kamala Harris running for president. First of all, she was installed, which is really hysterical because nobody screams more, they're going to kill democracy, than Democrats. I mean, it's funny because they're such hypocrites. I have a jingle for that as well, but we'll spare you this time.
Kamala.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey there.
Wait, it's not time yet.
Well, why'd you ask me for it?
Because I wanted you to have it ready.
Okay.
Blowing your load already.
So this guy, Jonathan Allen, he worked for NBC News. He's also an author, and he is a senior reporter in politics for all the liberal networks, including now that he's joined MSNBC. This is just great. But he has a new book coming out called Fight. And I'm sure it's all liberal garbage in there and everything. But he did relay some information that is very interesting about how this whole thing went down between Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. By the way, they didn't like each other at all. Remember?
No.
What did she say at the beginning when she was campaigning against all those guys, all the Democrats?
Yeah, she had like a 1% rating. She hated Joe Biden.
She's called him a racist and all that. But then, you know, she's an opportunist. I would use another word, but you need to speak to what's his face?
Montel.
Montel.
Oh. I still can't get over that.
Yeah, she liked to afford herself some opportunities.
You said afford. I was thinking you were going with fornicate because that would be more appropriate.
This is how she do.
I'm just trying to be nice. So Jonathan Allen details how Biden made Harris beg for an endorsement on the day he dropped out.
Biden calls Jim Clyburn, who's in South Carolina, I believe celebrating his birthday.
Democrat congressman who is in charge of running the campaign.
And tells him and says, listen, I've got a statement I'm going to get out. And he reads the statement and Clyburn goes, there's a problem with your statement. Biden's like, what is it? And he goes, you don't mention Kamala Harris. You're going to have to endorse her.
Yeah, this is behind the scenes stuff.
They're just telling you what to do.
Let me be clear. No.
The plan was in to shove Kamala in there, not have some kind of open primary, no nothing.
Yeah.
Obama didn't want any of that.
That's not going to be a good look, you guys. Let me be clear. That's going to make us look stupid.
For that, he was right, but okay.
And Biden says, well, you know, I'm going to leave my, I'll eventually endorse her, but I'm going to leave my statement as is. And Clyburn's like freaking out. He's like, I don't know what to do. He wants to be able to endorse Kamala Harris himself immediately. He needs Biden to get out of the race before he can do that. He's got a 5:30 p.m. phone call set up with Barack Obama. He knows Obama's going to push him to support this, this contested primary open convention idea. And he wants to be able to tell Obama to go pound sand. So in order to do that, he has to have already endorsed Harris himself. Ultimately, that's what Clyburn does, and it's ultimately what Biden does. Biden puts out the first statement, then about half an hour later, he puts out the second statement, launching the Harris campaign's effort to lock down all these delegates. And then Clyburn gets on the phone with Obama at 5:30 p.m. And says, Mr. President, I have already endorsed Kamala Harris. You need to get behind the vice president.
Okay, so, all right, ready for this? They all hate each other. That's why they deserve each other.
Oh, yeah.
The egos in here. I'm not saying the Republicans don't have egos, but these people are special. They're off. They should have like a special education program for these people.
I'm waiting for them to turn on each other and start eating each other alive.
Oh, that's what this is.
But they do that behind the scenes. So his book's coming out, Fight. Now, here's what happens now. Now they got to get Obama on board. Remember that? I want to remind you. Remember, Obama went out and scolded black men. If you have black skin, at your arm. Is your skin black? Then you need... You know who to vote for. Kamala Harris.
Forgot about that.
Don't you dare go out there. I mean, in his voice, he would say it. Don't you go out there. You should do
it. Now, don't you go out there and vote for anybody but Kamala. Now, look, let me be clear.
You don't have a mind of your own.
No, you got to vote along party lines.
That's right. Remember that?
It's me, Barack.
So, and that was the play.
Yeah.
Even though Obama thought Kamala couldn't win.
Still think this is a bad idea.
Finally, he gets his Clyburn and a bunch of other Democrats give him the full Nelson from behind. You and Michelle will get on the damn phone and you'll call Kamala and endorse her in front of everybody.
They wanted to do the video.
And then this happened. The fake phone call that anybody who has any sense of when something's fake could hear it.
Well, I guess they wanted to do a video first and the phone call was the concession because they're like, well, all right, fine, I'll endorse her, but I'm not getting on TV.
Kamala, Hold on. I also caught wind. It's in the book. Michelle didn't want to get on the phone, didn't want to do the endorsement. She doesn't like Kamala at all.
No, they hate each other.
The excuse she gave is she didn't want to put makeup on.
Well, I mean, you need a lot of it.
They're like, all right, look, we'll give it to you, but it's going to be a phone call only. Go.
Kamala.
Hello. Hi.
Hey there.
Aw, hi, you're both together. Oh, it's good to hear you both.
I can't have this phone call without saying to my girl Kamala, I am proud of you. This is going to be historic.
We called to say Michelle and I couldn't be prouder to endorse you and to do everything we can to get you through this election and into the Oval Office.
Oh my goodness. Michelle, Barack, this means so much to me. I am looking forward to doing this with the two of you, Doug and I both. And getting out there, being on the road. But most of all, I just want to tell you the words you have spoken and the friendship that you have given over all these years mean more than I can express. So,
okay.
I've never heard anything so fake in my life.
Well, you can see it in her face. She's trying so hard to just, all right, just almost done. Just 30 more seconds and then I can start swearing.
Well, it turns out that they weren't even... These parts were recorded separately.
Oh, you can hear it when you play it back. I'm listening. I'm like, that's a cut. That's
so
a cut.
Obvious.
That's
so
a cut.
Obvious.
And I'm sorry for the nausea you must feel right now. Have you heard that? It's like, oh, God. So the book's coming out soon. Jonathan Allen, and it's called Fight.
Hey, oh, my gosh. So happy and excited you're doing this.
So who thinks she's the new leader of the Democrat Party? You want to take a guess? You know who it is.
Who they think is going to be the new leader or
no,
who is?
Who she thinks is the new leader.
Oh, Jasmine Crockett.
Jasmine Crockett. All right. She clowns herself. You don't really need to do a lot, but somebody did some digging and, you know, it's amazing to me every day when we read these stories that they actually think, like, people like Gavin Newsom and her don't understand. There's a thing called those internets. It's a web thing with, there's all webs of stuff and you go in there and you turn the internet machine on and the Googler and it Googles the things that you think they can't, and then you find something like this.
I saw somebody post a picture of, you know, when your tire blows out on the interstate and it's all shredded into, like,
right.
It's all frayed, and they're like, I found Jasmine Crockett's eyelashes.
So on the weekend show this past weekend, Representative Jasmine Crockett had a cringe when they found out that she had a little to say about Representative Byron Donalds. He's from Florida here.
Mm-hmm.
So he married a white woman. Isn't it funny how the people that are anti-racist are the most racist? She's on with Charlemagne the Fraud up at Power, whatever it is, up in New York. That guy that sits in a throne while he does his show. We need our thrones.
Yeah, yeah, I don't.
See how low my chair is? My chair broke the other day. I got a little guy.
Listen to the racism coming out of this woman right before the election on the show.
And if we continue to put people into office, and that even means some of our skin folk who definitely are not our kin folk, such as Byron Donalds, who are going to continue to say that, like, I mean, the fact that you sitting around talking about life was better under Jim Crow, like, is this because you don't understand history? Or literally, it's because you married a white woman and so you think that that whitewashed you. I'm not really sure.
So, who's married to a white woman?
She's the most racist pile of garbage that has ever walked the earth. Well, I'm sure there's people more racist than her, but she's up there.
And then you'll get the race baiters that will say, oh, you can't be racist if you're black.
Can you imagine if a white person got up and even spewed a... inch of what she's saying.
Oh no, but it goes on.
Like what it is.
Well,
but
you
can't
even be married to a white woman under Jim
Correct.
Crow.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And it's a joy to call him out. So I'm like, bro, like what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Like what are you saying? Like he just out here, you know, I feel like they give him his talking points and he's like, yes, massa, I got it.
That's all a play for white liberal women. Older white liberal women. That's
she has
what
to turn
is.
On the accent because yeah. She has to prove that she's, I'm not white. Let me turn on my accent. Let me prove I'm more black than I actually am.
I was
going
to say, where's our comparison footage that we had?
I don't have to do that because I have something better. Jasmine Crocker was pranked by, you know him, you love him, he does the Family Feud, Steve Harvey.
I love Steve Harvey.
His radio show sucks. His TV appearance is great. I love him on TV.
If you're not into this, then maybe not, but he gives really good sermons. Like at the beginning of a show, he'll give like a little sermon,
yeah,
and then
good.
He goes on, I really like him.
Well, because the sermon used to be about him. He would start a show with, Steve Harvey got a radio show. Did I tell you that Steve Harvey got a radio show?
He talks about himself in third person.
Because Steve Harvey got himself a radio show.
So anyway.
All right, 5 minutes of that. Can we start, Steve?
He's good on TV. Some people cannot, and there's a lot of, most people can't make the transition between TV to radio, but radio to TV is a different story. Anyway, so he decided he was going to prank. Well, Steve Harvey didn't actually prank, is what I'm talking about. He couldn't do it himself, so he had his producer on the Steve Harvey Show prank Jasmine Crockett. This was recently, I'm thinking, but I want you to pay attention to Jasmine Crockett's voice and dialect compared to what you just heard. Here we go.
I don't know how you got my number, and I'm going to have a conversation with Ben, because we have never had this type of situation, and I am sorry that you felt like I had something to do with you losing your award. Listen, I want all my black businesses to survive.
Yeah, he lost it. Well, this is the prank. He calls Jasmine Crockett, says that Ben Crump, the race-baiting attorney, gave him her number, because he was upset that he lost $2 million of grant money in this contest, and it's her fault because of all the S she talks about recently on the TV.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And Thrive. And so if there's anything that we can
do. So what are you doing? What are you doing, Jack? What are you doing for black business? What are you doing?
I do a ton. If you are familiar with the leadership under Pete Buttigieg with the Department of Transportation, the things that we did was we tried to insulate black businesses from an incoming crazy regime like the one that we've had, to make sure that they could still get those contracts to be able to go out and work on these big infrastructure projects and things like that. And I honestly have a great relationship with the black businesses in my community. I'm surprised that I've never met you. I work with the Black Chamber of Business, and we always do events together. And I would love to bring you and your organization into the fold.
Anyway, so it goes on and on. It turns out that the prank call, by the way, you're not supposed to do those any longer, so that's one thing.
Well, it's illegal.
Yeah, it's illegal. But he did it anyway, Steve Harvey. Who's going to get him in trouble? And then he gets more belligerent. He's like, well, wait a minute. You haven't done anything for black people. This is actually right after Trump got elected and before he took office. So, yeah, so then it goes on.
If you've seen me, I know how to pop off, and I don't want to pop off because I understand your frustration. You're talking about losing $2 million. So I get it, but I would rather be productive and figure out how we can get that money back for you. I know people at Dallas Morning News, and so hopefully I can assist you with that. But I can assure you that that money doesn't have anything to do with me and anything that I've said.
So anyway, it goes on and on and on. And finally, at the end, you know how it goes, you know, War of the Roses, all those prank calls, they tell them, hey, guess who this is?
So did she laugh? Or
and
she...
I'm sure this probably started when you got on there with that white lady with that bleach blonde, bad built beach body. When you did that, that's probably what created the problem on now.
I don't think so.
That's when she was on with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Remember when they started calling each other?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Baby girl. And then Marjorie Taylor responds.
Made fun of her eyelashes.
Yeah. Well, now here's when they pop off, tell them what's
going on. The Harvey Morning Show.
You what? Dude! Do you know how crazy my life is? And you over here playing on my phone?
Yeah, so you notice the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask you, do you think that was if it was us pranking her, like a white person pranking her, do you think she would have had that reaction?
Of course not.
Or is it because it's Steve Harvey?
Yeah, totally Steve Harvey. All right.
Well, he's very likable. We're not.
I do like him.
So that's the new leader of the Democrat Party, according to her.
Now, do you think, here's what's going to be funny. So whenever they have debates for the new, if they decide to, because they tend to just install people, but when they, if they decide to have a debate on who's going to be the leader of the Democratic Party, can you imagine her and Gavin Newsom? I feel like she's going to go for the jugular and she's going to be savage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's going to make fun of everything, the white guy, white boy. She's going to call him everything.
Yeah. No, she's definitely a racist, and I don't think she cares that anybody knows that, because she figures who's going to challenge her.
You know? Why hasn't anybody, other than Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Well, there's been other
people. Who's equally bat crap crazy, but just in a different way.
But there's a lot of people that challenge her when she's not there. I want to see somebody confront her while she's there on CNN with Scott Jennings.
I feel like she's going to go Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
She's going to start flipping tables. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. But Scott Jennings, by the way, just signed a 3-year contract with CNN. He was offered a position at Fox News, and he turned it down.
Really?
Too much fun what he's doing. He's a star.
He's the only one.
He's like, actually, I'm bigger over here. Over there, I'll just be, you know, Scott Jennings, yeah.
All right, so yesterday we played you the audio, and we also told you the story about the 3-year-old in the UK whose parents were arrested because the 3-year-old misgendered somebody.
She was expelled. The 3-year-old was expelled.
Three? Three years old.
Three years old was expelled because the three-year-old questioned why one of his friends, a boy, was wearing a pink dress to school. They got a little upset.
You don't see how that could be confusing for a three-year-old?
Yeah. It's a child. Cars are confusing. Airplanes are magic. Chewbacca's real. Like, what?
So it happened again. A couple was arrested after a dispute with their daughter's school. What happened was is they brought in this new teacher, Maxie Allen, 50, and Rosalind Levine, 46, of Bowmanwood, were detained. They had different names for stuff. Detained means arrested and dragged into a police car and taken down to the station.
They won't say that, though.
The Hertfordshire police held them for 8 hours and questioned them. Why? Because on social media, on Snapchat, they were talking to other parents and they commented on how they didn't agree with the hire of the teacher that the school just hired.
UK police arresting James and Rita, a dad for comments that he made about his 9-year-old girl's school teachers on a WhatsApp.
Yes, WhatsApp. This couple were held in a cell for 11 hours, arrested in front of their crying children. So you can just imagine how traumatized those poor kids are.
And how many cops showed up? 6.
What we can't grasp is how on earth they thought the right thing to do was to send 6 police officers and 3 cars to our house, arrest both of us, and search the property out of nowhere. That just does not make sense.
They got in their house, took all their devices.
How'd they get on WhatsApp? Isn't that encrypted anyway, and that's the point of WhatsApp?
I don't know, man.
It's not a bank robbery. Why does it take 6 cops? You don't have anything else better to be doing.
And you can't comment on the hiring of a teacher?
And by the way, the names I read are off the written story from Daily Mail. They got everything wrong. This is Sky News. They got everything right. But it's the same situation.
I felt like I was in a dream. And I was thinking, am I going to wake up soon? I need to wake up from this nightmare. But of course, you know, it's not a nightmare, it's reality. And I'm not going to wake up because I am awake.
When you watch the doorbell footage, you think, what are these 6 police officers doing? What is this operation? Is it a terror cell? Is it a drug den they're about to raid? No, it was 2 parents in a dispute with a school.
Wow.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
The UK is far gone down the road that even China doesn't. You don't see the public display of their communism in China. They're very good about it. That would have been done silently and not visually, and the cameras would have been off.
Yeah, he would have went to work and then just never came home.
Exactly.
Yep.
In the UK, they're doing it out in the open. 6 police officers.
That's insane.
Well, because they want to send a message.
3 or 4 vehicular units showed up to arrest somebody who made a comment that didn't agree with the teacher hire at her daughter's school.
You've got to send a message, and that says you better keep your mouth shut.
Now, I have a question. Are they eventually arrested and charged, or is this just for show? We're going to take you and hold you in a cell and scare you a little bit so you don't do it again, but then we're going to let you go.
No, there's a law for it, right?
Yeah, but they let him go because they couldn't get the actual text.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Therefore, you know, like he said, chat. What is it?
WhatsApp.
Snap. WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's say that's supposed to be encrypted. It's like, how would you even get that off of there?
Because I'm telling you, this is communism. I feel like I'm reading about World War II and Hitler. A friend of theirs, they thought, screenshot it.
What an ass.
They were friends with the teacher that just got hired.
Hey, this guy's
and they sent the screenshot to the police department in Hedzer Ford.
You're saying bad things about my friend and I don't like it.
And then they ended up arrested. It's just
call me, treat it to our country.
Exactly.
Yeah. By the way, Randy Fine won here locally, increasing the padding we need between Democrats and Republicans in the House. And so thank you for everybody that did that. Here's some airline stories. I mean, this isn't about crashes or plane doors falling off.
No, but it's more information and more justification to not go flying between the people pooping in the aisle, the planes flipping over, who wants to get on an airplane?
Now, if you lived through it unscathed, would you rather flip over in an airplane flown by an inexperienced pilot, or would you like this to happen instead? Okay. A CEO filed a lawsuit against American Airlines after flight staff allegedly dismissed her concerns. What was her concern? Well, as the flight took off and maybe a half hour went by, they're in first class. The seat next to her, the man that was sitting in that seat, was intoxicated. Caucasian male passenger.
Happens.
Bizarrely, he started to masturbate.
Oh!
At 30 minutes into the flight,
over his pants.
Why didn't she somebody...
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa. She immediately grew very annoyed and called the flight attendant over and said, this man is rubbing his groin continuously since we took off. Guess what the flight attendant said?
Well, there's nothing I can do about it.
I can move you. What? She says, I paid $3,000 for the seat. I'm not moving.
And he's a sex offender.
Move him. And she says, I'm sorry. I can't do that.
See, that's when you roll up a magazine, like when your dog piddles on the carpet, and you just whack him in the pee-pee, and you go, bad doggy, bad dog.
No touching.
No touching. No touching.
No touching.
Per the legal complaint, Eisenriff, the CEO, expressed her concerns to the flight attendant. She dismissed her concerns and said, men, ready? Men do that kind of stuff all the time. My husband does that.
Oh, sorry. That's not right.
My mouth is open. You can't see it. That was the response?
Yes.
What?
Oh, there, she's going to be richer than she is already.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you better off just letting it go and then complaining after the fact because you know you'll get money?
No,
or should you just
lawyer.
Beat the crap out of the guy?
No, I think she should have she did exactly what she should have done.
Yeah.
Just wait it out. Grin, bear it.
I don't know. Do I have anger issues? Because I feel like my solution to a lot of these problems is beat the crap out of that guy.
Yeah,
but I don't.
I gotta say, once you get to that point, I'm probably gonna put some hands on you, and not in the way that you're trying to get handed.
If you and Taylor and your baby were sitting in first class, and the dude next to you is rubbing his wiener, what are you doing?
He's gonna be zip tied like a hog on
right.
the floor.
New study conducted by bathroom supply store OS Supplies surveyed 1,000 flyers. Findings reveal that Gen Z has strong opinions on how people handle their duty, while others serve... What?
Are they not working still? Why do they have opinions on all this stuff?
The data noted that 29% of travelers, mainly Gen Zers, feel they should be compensated for sitting next to somebody who farts. I'm sorry.
Who compensated? Did that study?
I'm going to go with Gen Z on this one.
Because that's you're opening the doors for fraud then. Because you and I would just fly all over the country and I just eat a can of baked beans beforehand and we just rake in the money.
And finally, police say they were called to the D.C. Tower outside of Washington, D.C. on Thursday because of a fight. Officers arrested 39-year-old Damon Gaines of Upper Marlboro, Maryland, according to the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority Police. He's facing charges of assault and battery. Government payroll records online identified Gaines as an air traffic controller. He is on administrative leaves while the matter is being investigated by the FAA. CBS News has tried to contact Gaines for more comment. The union representing the air traffic controller, who are typically the people working inside the Reagan Control Tower, this is the one where we had that tragedy a few weeks ago, has declined comment. It's unclear what prompted the reported altercation, which comes as the situation at the D.C. Tower has been increasingly tense since the mid-air collision.
And Leon's getting larger.
Sorry.
But this poses a... Are you kidding me? They had to point this out. Fighting air traffic controllers in the tower poses, this is the FAA speaking, a serious safety risk.
Okay.
You sure?
Tower, we're trying to land. Tower. Tower.
Now,
tower, are you okay?
Now you've been told.
Air traffic control, this is flight number 624 requesting clearance for landing.
Hi, yes, this is air traffic control, and I'll grant your clearance as soon as Greg apologizes to me.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I had a piece of pie in the break room fridge, and I was really excited about eating it, and Greg decided to eat it. I know it was you, Greg.
I'm sorry, I don't really care about
it. It's go time, Greg. Come here.
So I guess I'll just circle around until you two figure this out.
Get what's coming to you, Greg.
All right, good luck to the both of you.
The Sunny Update. Okay, open wide. Time for your morning medicine.
Wow, you got a small mouth.
The Rick Stacy Morning Show with Jill and Smokestack. Having fun with a world gone crazy.
It's brought to you by All Electric Services.
Crazy talk.
So if you went into any kind of high school, took history through your schooling, you were probably told... And you probably learned that Adolf Hitler committed suicide in his underground bunker in Berlin back in 45, ending World War II, right? In Europe?
Mm-hmm.
Breaking news. Argentinian president Javier Milei?
That's right,
he's
Milei.
He's the afuera guy.
Yeah, he's another doge.
He has declassified documents confirming that Adolf Hitler survived World War II, escaped to Argentina with the aid and assistance of the U.S. and its allies, and lived for another 20 years, fathering two daughters. It's just a clip of a headline for breaking news.
Oh my God. Could you imagine if that's true?
And then I was like, Google, does Adolf Hitler have any kids? And it's, everyone knew he had a son, but apparently he also had two daughters.
Now, what you glean from this is that just about everybody in the world that's in government
is lying to you?
Is lying to the population. They're lying about everything. We're still 100%. Waiting on Pam Bondi. She better get her ass in gear.
Yeah, people are kind of mad at Pam because, you know, while it's all good and well that you're prosecuting these people that are vandalizing Tesla dealerships and Teslas, you've had the Epstein files for a month now and there's been zero arrests. I know there's a lot more that goes into that because it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
I'll tell you, the Cash Patel better get on that 9/11 thing. That's what I want to see because I think there's... There's danger of violence from all sides.
Well, that's why. Yeah. Remember, even Trump said before, he said, I've seen the files on 9/11 and I might not be able to release it because of what's going to happen afterwards.
Because if what they're alleging is true and all the videos that they're releasing now that indicate that this was an inside job, and that's at this point, it is a conspiracy theory. But if it's all, I mean, any educated, common sense person will look at this stuff and go, something's off. But let's say they provide us with that information and it's true that we did it for whatever reason to start a war, because war is money.
Because that's what we do.
How angry are people going to get?
I mean, I feel like people weren't angry enough after the Northwoods thing came out. You know, the whole plot to invade Cuba before the JFK assassination. Where they were, like, going to pretend to be Cubans and, like, drop bombs on Miami and, like, just go in and start lighting up citizens in Miami just to have a justification to go into Cuba.
It's beginning to seem like people don't get riled up over anything because we're so coddled.
Well, I think a lot of people, so much crazy... Well, for one side, it might be the coddling. I think for the other side, so much crazy stuff is happening that there's a desensitization there.
Yeah, desensitizing, yeah.
That, you know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what happens, you go, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Oh, yeah, that sounds about right. Like, look at what I just said about Hitler. And we all just went, yeah, bye, I believe it. You know?
The RFK files yesterday, the guy who put the documents together was testifying. I would never recommend anybody watch a hearing. I don't watch hearings. Mm-hmm. But I just happened to go buy it. I probably spent 30, 40 minutes on this guy.
You're going to have it for tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll get some for tomorrow. I mean, the span, the scope of what he covered, and the you just sit there and go, my God, he's right.
Because some of that stuff, like those big moves, take decades to make.
Lee Harvey Oswald, he didn't do anything.
Yeah, he's a fall guy.
It's mind-boggling. The video that came out that everybody's going, oh, that's AI, where the driver shot Kennedy from the front?
No.
They had the transcription of the surgeon who said, after they were almost done with the autopsy or actually looking at his body, they weren't doing the autopsy, it said, oh, man, God, they lifted his head. Look, there's an exit wound in the back of his head.
You can see it in the video. He goes forward, grabs his neck, and then his head just rockets backwards, and then Jackie, for whatever reason, decides to climb out the back of the car? Why would you do that?
If you were
trying to escape the driver who had a gun?
Yeah, yeah. No.
Do you feel like everybody's lying to you when you hear about JFK, you hear about everything that Doge is uncovering, you hear about 9/11? It's all lies.
Yeah, it's all lies, and it's hard to be faithful when you hear all this stuff. I mean, again, I grew up going, most people are good. I don't know if I'm there anymore.
I still think that there's good there, but I'm my more sinners. Skeptical. Yeah, I'm a little... I'm not all cynical. I know some people have gone from one end to the other, but I'm a little bit.
I've definitely increased my level of cynicism when I look at something, for sure.
I question a lot more stuff now, that's for sure.
You got to go with that Occam's razor. The simplest explanation is oftentimes the correct one.
Which applies in every single one of these cases. And the other thing, I believe that given the chance to do the right thing or the wrong thing while nobody's watching, people will choose the wrong thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's unfortunate, but... Look what's going on.
I love those TV shows, What Would You Do? And they set up fake scenarios and they see if anybody around is going to help with anything of that nature. You know, and it's fake situations and they want to see if perfect strangers are going to step in and help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting to watch what people, like you said, they don't know they're being watched. Yeah. So it's interesting to see. Oh, there's a billion different scenarios, you know.
Elon talks about a lot when he's going through the Doge stuff. He's like, you know, you see how people act when they're spending money that's not theirs on people they don't know.
Wow.
Speaking of liars, I'm going to steal a line off of Rick Stacy's handbook. The media is lying to you.
Constantly.
And in this case, I knew it. I knew people were going to come out and they like to speculate and speak for other people. It's a That's a big thing these days. Mm-hmm. Remember when the Eagles won the Super Bowl and all of a sudden everyone was like, oh yeah, they rejected a trip to the White House because they hate Trump. And you know, usually when a team wins a big, you know, championship game like that, they're invited to, to the White House. Eagles don't want to go. They hate Trump. They hate Trump. Well, here's Nick Sirianni, who's head coach of the Eagles, saying, yeah, that's not true at all.
No, I'm really excited to go. Yeah, what an honor. What an honor to be able to go to the White House. You know, teams that have been winning the championship have been doing that for a long time. And I'm really honored to go and really excited to go.
But they said, oh, none of them want to go. They're not going. And Nick's like, no, we can't wait to go. That's
awesome. Who said
that? Just, it was all over the media. It was all over social media. And they're like, haha, the Eagles won. Here's why people are mad. Because Philly is now like Trump country.
Yeah.
It hadn't always been, but it's like now it's all, and they're kind of mad about that.
Well, Philly's blue collar mostly. And you know, they're very traditional and they don't like you very much if you're from the outside.
Anywhere else other than Philly?
Yeah.
I've noticed that too.
And they don't leave downtown and South Street and all that area down there.
They hand out axes after all the sporting events so you can chop down a light post of your own.
So here's something funny. Moments when people realize their significant other was an idiot.
Wow.
Ooh.
My girlfriend argued that she shouldn't have gotten a speeding ticket because she was in the fast lane where there's no speed limit.
No.
My boyfriend yelled at me and said, you're supposed to mop the floor before you sweep it.
Okay.
That just hurts. Like, exactly.
What? How does that make sense?
What? No way.
My boyfriend came around the house with a burn mark on his neck. He said he was trying to iron a crease out of the shirt that he was still wearing.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Sakes.
Then he did it again 3 months later.
Oh!
My girlfriend thought Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter was a documentary.
In other news.
My boyfriend didn't believe in dolphins because he had never seen one in person.
Okay. Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
This one's not far from the truth. Maybe not your own personal garden, but produce in general. My boyfriend thought that the government was constantly spraying pesticides on his garden every night.
No, that's true.
Because he heard that. They spray pesticides on...
Probably. Maybe not every night, but, you know, I think they just do it the once.
My ex-wife was overpaying the cable bill for years by a lot because it's smart to pay more than you owe on bills if they're loans, not subscriptions. The cable company wound up owing us so much money that they had to get clearance from accounting to pay us back. It was over $1,000.
Oh, no!
Oh my God! Oh
get a
my
savings
God!
Savings account. Stop!
Oh, where's my duh? I gotta find that. Oh
she
God!
She thought it was a loan. She thought it was a loan.
Well, she thought
like
she,
a credit card.
Dumb. A person lacking mental power.
How stupid are you? My God!
Okay. All right, this is also stupid, and I'm not doing any of this stuff. I refuse. I'm putting my foot down. I'm not doing it. These are egg alternatives for Easter decorations.
What do you mean?
If you don't want to go pay for the eggs, because eggs are expensive, even though they're going down, you can get them for about $3 or less in Trader Joe's.
They've come down 50%.
Yeah.
Plus, they're everywhere. Now, I went to Costco this weekend. There's pallets of eggs.
Right.
Huevos, as far as the eye could see.
So, Easter's April 20th. We're about, 18 days away. And they're saying, well, we're going to give you some egg alternatives to decorate if you want to die, if you want to hide. I'm not doing this. I'm not dyeing potatoes. I'm not hiding marshmallows.
Dyeing potatoes?
Yep. They said boil them first so they're a little soft and then you brush on the color, let it dry, and that's what you're supposed to do. I'm not playing hide the potato. I'm not going on a potato hunt.
But where are you going to put the candy inside the
exactly.
In the potato?
Well, the eggs. You have the plastic eggs if you want to hide the candy, but some people, you color real, you hard-boil the eggs and you color them.
Yeah.
And you do that whole thing.
You cash those in for cash.
Marshmallows? No, I'm not dying marshmallows.
Kids, look.
Can you imagine the mess?
Oh,
those things are super absorbent.
Just melt.
Ugh. And then pasta. Some people are.
What? What are you doing? You're hiding the pasta for the kids? Go find the rigatoni.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing any of that. It's not going to happen. And finally, Jennifer Lawrence had a baby. She had her second baby.
Okay. So.
Exactly. Who cares?
Ready to give birth like a celebrity? Then check into the Who Cares Celebrity Maternity Clinic, the only clinic with a star-studded clientele.
Oh, really? Like who?
I'm glad you asked. Jennifer Lawrence just gave birth at our clinic.
Who cares? She hasn't been in a good movie in years.
Right. Well, Megan Fox had her kid here, and you can too.
Megan Fox from Transformers? Hello, that movie came out like 20 years ago. Who cares?
Well, one of Elon Musk's 13 kids was born at the Who Cares Clinic, and...
Who cares? bears.
Mick Jagger's girlfriend is giving birth here, or maybe she already did give birth here, and you can...
Mick Jagger has a girlfriend? Like he's 1,000 years old. Who cares?
Okay, well...
So this is just like a normal hospital then?
Nope, it's the Who Cares Celebrity Clinic.
Who cares?
Exactly. The Who Cares Celebrity Clinic. Give birth at the same place where a kind of famous celebrity gave birth today.
Crazy talk. Now stupid news. So much stupid and so little time. It's Rick, Jill, and Smokestack.
All right, here we go. This isn't stupid, but a self-proclaimed chronic people pleaser finally decided to take a stand on a Delta flight, and now their actions are being debated on Reddit. Oh, no, not debated on a social media platform. How horrible for you. Before the flight took off, a couple asked them if it would be if they would be willing to change seats so they could sit together. The answer was no. The woman looked shocked and heartbroken of not being able to sit next to her man, but after asking if the seat was a middle or aisle seat and being told that it was also a middle seat. What? Okay. The answer was no. The woman looked shocked and heartbroken of not being able to sit right next to her man, but after asking if the seat was a middle or aisle and being told that it was also a middle seat, the unmoving passenger saw no benefit in making the move. From there, the passenger put on the noise-free headphones, and took a guilt-free nappy while the couple sulked in their individual unconnected seats.
Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What is it about? Let me ask you something. I'm glad that she stood up and all her stuff. What is it about people that think you could just walk over to somebody who already paid for a seat, who's comfortable and everything, and say, would you mind moving? And they say no, and they get upset.
Well, if you ask nicely, sometimes you have someone that's like, okay, well, I paid the same as you, and I don't care where I sit. You might get a nice person, but...
You could get somebody who luckily is sitting in a middle seat, and you're offering them a window or an aisle.
Right, that would
make sense.
Yeah, you're giving me an upgrade to accommodate your sudden need to be next to the person. You didn't pick, you know, buy your seats together.
But in this case, she's offering the same thing, so why would you move?
Like, if I'm flying by myself and I don't really care where I sit, unless I don't want to be in the middle or whatever, but some people don't care. I mean,
all right. Interesting story here. 37-year-old Anna A. robbed two banks in the Lublin region of Poland last month. So
female bank robber, all right.
They don't have the same security we do.
She was inspired by a gangster film she watched while she was pregnant.
Was it Point Break?
According to the reports, she burst into the cooperative bank in Conroe, brandishing a knife and demanded the cashier give her money before fleeing on foot with her haul. But she's getting better at her job. You'll see why. Police launched a large manhunt with road closures and search dogs following the robbery, but officers were unable to find the thief. Wow. Now she's empowered, so she's going for bank number two.
Right.
2 weeks later, Anna A. targeted another... She's like her own Ocean's 11 here.
Yeah.
Ocean's Anna. 2 weeks later, Anna A. targeted another branch of the same bank in the town of Palway. Police said she carried an object similar to a firearm. The only thing that's different in this heist is after she ran out of the bank after robbing it, she got in the car and she had her husband, not knowing what was going on, drive her there and drive her home.
The husband was the unwitting getaway driver?
Yeah, she told him that she was just going for a checkup appointment in the hospital. Hilarious. Doesn't the guy look out the car window and go, hospital?
Or it's a bank.
It says bank.
So funny.
He had to know.
No. So she was arrested and she's going to spend 4 years in prison.
Did she have big boobs? Because that would explain a lot.
The Rich Stacy Morning Show with Jill and Smokestack. Having fun with a world gone crazy. 105.9 Sunny FM.